Hey guys, and welcome back to Not Click Babes, episode 10.
That is correct.
We kind of messed up last week because...
Also, have you noticed that if every time Val introduces us, it sounds the exact same as last week?
Okay, because I like to keep it consistent.
Oh, no, I know. But if the listeners don't know, like if we cut from like the first episode
and to just this one, keep using it's just it. Me, it's like the same thing. Yeah,
it's just the same exact one, but no, it's Val doing it authentically.
Well, some of them are Mercedes and you could tell
cause it's really rare
because they're different.
She rarely lets me introduce it. It's fine.
No, because I was sick that one time.
She was sick for a bit, but she's healthier.
I'm healthier
and I prefer her intros because of how consistent they are.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Anyway. Anyways. So last week we don't know how to count. That's nothing new.
You know what I think the mistake was? It's because at the end of the episode, I said, see you guys next time for episode 10. And I think because you heard that, you put episode 10 for last week instead of 9.
Wow. Well, there you go. We cracked the code. No need to talk about
it. No need to talk about it. That was it.
Maybe we should stop saying the episode name. So it stops confusing me.
Well, at the end, I won't say it because I never said it before until yesterday.
Thank you. See? So when she does
that. Or not yesterday. Fucking last week.
Yeah. So when she does that, it throws me off. Okay. Speaking of that, when it throws me off, speaking of things that throw me off, I guess.
Vibe check. Let's go into vibe check. This whole week has been, the vibes were off the whole week. It was like back to back to back to back. Both me and Mercedes. It was just one or the other. It was like something will happen to me and then something will happen to her.
I just want it to end. Because even today we fucked up and it's like the end of last week where all our vibes were off, but I don't know. I'm just over it. I'm sick of it. My vibes are off. They are astray.
Should we not be going on the correct location. Should we just story time talk about the first incident that the vibes were thrown off?
I'm trying to think of what that was, but I'm having some trouble.
It was the birthday party.
What? Sorry, I'm thinking really hard.
The birthday party. To go get the birthday present.
Oh my fucking God. I just realized what
it's
it was.
It's so emotional. I can't. I literally can't.
It was our friend Mackenzie's birthday. It was her 21st birthday.
Shout out to her. Happy birthday.
I don't think she listens.
I don't think she listens either. Sucks. But for you, just one day if she does.
The one day she does listen. Yeah, it was her 21st birthday. And me being an amazing gift giver, I wanted to get her something really cool. And there's this place nearby that does like custom wine bottle labels. And like you can submit a picture. And so I put a picture of us on there and I ordered it. Luckily, I didn't like put in my card info. And I just can't get over this. This whole thing is bad. The day of her birthday comes. Me and Val are dicking around for the evening, first of all. We should have just gotten straight to it, but we were dicking around. And that's okay. I'd rather spend time having fun with my friend.
Exactly.
And so we went to go pick up the, what's it fucking called? The gift, the wine bottle. Granted, I haven't picked out the wine yet because you get to like pick out the wine that you want to be put into the bottle, obviously. So it's an entire custom gift. And so it's like, what, 9:20, 9:30? Mm-hmm. And I'm freaking out because I look at what time the place closes and it says 10 p.m. And I'm like, well, fuck. Okay, no big deal. We'll just like ride the bus to there, whatever. The bus isn't coming anywhere in sight until like 9:45. And it's going to take us another like 5 to 10 minutes to walk to the place. So I'm freaking out. Val's there like, oh, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We try to order a Lyft. We try to order Ubers. And they're all literally like fucking 15 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And granted, it was a Wednesday night, but still, they were like so far away. And so then we finally get one, and I text the Lyft driver, like, hey, this place closes at 10. Mm-hmm. And the estimated time drop-off was, like, 9:59. Yeah. And so I'm freaking out, and I'm like, I need to get this bottle. It's her birthday tonight. We have to go. I have to get this bottle. And so we finally get the Lyft, and he comes, and he's, like, talking to us. He has, like, a southern drawl.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
He was so, like, polite, though.
He was very polite.
Like, he made sure that we got... Like, he literally waited till I went into, like, my door to make sure that I got in.
Oh, yeah. That was later in the night.
That's later in the night.
But still. Yeah. But so, it's, like, 9:55, and we're almost there. And he's like, I think we're going to make it. He has a southern drawl, so that's me. Whatever. And so, we get there. And I'm like, run, Val, run, run to it. Like, to, like, hold the door because it's, like, 9:58.
Yeah. Mind you, I don't even know where this place
is. And I said, just keep going. Just follow the fucking sign that's there. But you know us. We can't read. Mm-hmm. So then we get there. About to open the door. We're looking. All the lights are fucking off. Yeah. No one's there. Closed. No, and I'm like, okay. So either y'all closed early, mm-hmm. like 10 minutes early before your closing time, or someone's going to come out.
So I waited.
Because if someone came out, I was going to fucking say something. I was going to be like, listen, I know I'm a piece of shit, but just let me get this wine bottle. This. You will make like $40 off of me.
Yeah.
And I will put a good review on Yelp.
Yeah.
So we're there. No one's leaving. No nothing. And I'm like, well, fuck. And now I'm pissed because now I don't have a gift. It's late. Mm-hmm. We have somewhere to be. Keep in mind, we're late to the party.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to get this fucking gift. And so then we're doing a little more research while we're outside of this function. Come to fucking realize that two different websites, Google said like they close at 9 and Yelp said that they close at 10. So there's two different fucking messages that they're sending. And I was pissed and I wanted to cry, but it's fine. Because then we were like, oh, it's fine. No big deal. We're going to go to the party. We're going to go to the party and we're going to have so much fun. No, because
we were like going to go to the other wine place.
Yeah, we went to another wine place that was nearby her party where she was having it.
Yeah, and then from there we walked.
Yeah.
It's cold outside, mind you this.
It's winter.
We walked to the apartment complex and there's a post on the little like Facebook page that they made it. And it says, it might say this, but our building is actually this. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, what a weird thing. I mean, obviously it's very direct, very clear, but it's weird that the building
is different than what the apartment says.
Yeah, so we're looking for these numbers. I'm like, it's like 800 something. Mm-hmm. We're looking.
And we
can't fucking find it. So then we start going into
every single building. We're going into. That has 800,
or any building, actually.
Anything that's closest. We go. We're walking. We have to walk all the way back because we've gone too far. We hit the 900s.
Yeah, that shit was, and I almost peed my pants because it was so funny. Yeah,
we climbed up the stairs. We were like, yes, we finally made it. Climbed up 3 flights.
And mind you. The apartment was not there.
Literally about to pee myself because I was just so over it and I was just kept laughing.
You know when you pee yourself because you're just really over it?
Yeah, you know you just pee yourself and you're just over it.
I'm going to piss my pants.
It's also cold outside and when it's cold, I have to go pee.
Yeah.
And it was literally like I had to stop. Like I literally told Mercedes, like we need to stop.
I was
going to
shit myself, honestly.
Because I was like, it was like about to come out. And I was like, first of all, we're going to show up to this party. Piss my pants.
Piss pants, Val.
Piss pants, Val. And shit pants, Mercedes.
The greatest duo to exist.
And then we made it. We finally made it. We get there, drop off our gifts, hang out for a little bit, eat a cupcake, which were delicious, by the way.
I know. I want more cake.
I don't know who picked those out. I don't know where y'all ordered them.
I don't know who made them.
But please let me know.
Hit my line.
Let us in the comments down below. What cupcake is the best you've ever had?
Wow, I love the interactive questions.
But that was just night one.
But what's weird is like that was the middle of the week.
Yeah, it was freaking Wednesday. No,
it was a Wednesday. Yeah, so that's when we just literally when it all started tumbling down.
Yeah,
and then we went out and we saw a guy almost get hit by a car.
He got hit by a car. He got tapped, and he was like, "Watch where you're going." So that was already stressful for me.
For Val, I mean, neither of us were hit by a car, so I wasn't stressed. I was like, I didn't fucking witness shit. My eyes were closed.
Legit. And then we went to our favorite place, which we love going downtown.
Love.
And then another place where Mercedes.
I don't want to talk about it. I really
don't.
It's
just like, but we also saw a beautiful, beautiful human being who we see everywhere.
Oh my God.
But never.
I'm literally blushing.
I was literally dancing near him.
I feel like an anime character. It was so funny because he's so fucking attractive. And he was like near us. And I was like, Val, go next to him and I'll take a picture of you so it looks like you're dancing with him. And so we did that. And so now we have this video.
Yeah. Now the memories are there.
Good memes. But yeah, it's just, here's the issue. Once again, the same warning from last week.
Okay.
If you view me in a professional light, stop listening.
These aren't the episodes for you.
This isn't for you. This is going to get vulgar.
Go back to episode one.
So wholesome content that we aren't shooting anymore. So
I'm scared.
I don't like, I feel really weird. Scared.
No, because I'll be honest, I'll tell them about the, because I already talked about the beginning, part one of what.
What if we try to be coy about? I don't know. This is the issue, is like Val and I will try to talk about things on air.
Yeah, but like, but secretly.
But like
we don't know what we're talking about.
So anyway.
So it makes it harder.
So the problem is where we are, it's a small town. Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Very small.
Very small town. That means also a small dating pool.
Exactly.
Because everyone here is either in a relationship or gay. And that's okay. That's literally okay. We love the gays. We stan.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate when people say that. Did you see that TikTok? It was like white girls when they meet a gay. It's like, yes, queen.
Oh, yeah.
No cap. Period. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Ew. That's what I sound like. But yeah. So that. So the select lucky men that I have been with. I see them fucking everywhere. I see them everywhere in this fucking town. I can't even go to fucking, like, let's say Chick-fil-A without seeing someone. And that's the worst part, is like, that's why you can't be with locals. No fucking locals.
Locals?
Because locals, question mark? Because I will see them.
Yeah.
Fucking working, like being a server at a restaurant. And it's just like, it's weird because I always want to
say something.
But why? Also, it's like, do they remember what I remember?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes, or maybe they just don't remember at all, because I feel like they sleep with so many people that...
Who said I slept with them? Just
kidding.
Well,
no, or like at least spend time. Because I figure boys, like, what, spend
time, the whole day, quote unquote,
spend their day with four different girls.
Oh, speaking of that, Val, would you like to give us the inside of information that Nikki gave you? I think this is great piece of information. About, like, how many people you should be talking to.
Oh, my gosh. So, here's some advice. We mentioned it a little bit in last week's episode, I think I did. But my brother, he had given me some advice. He said that I should always be talking to at least four people, but can be more. And then he says up to, you know, eight. Up to how many you can handle.
Up to eight. Up but to how, yeah. However you can, however many you can people handle. You can remember.
But he was telling me, you have this large group of people you're talking to, but then you have your favorites. And those are the ones that you'll, like, consistently...
What is this, like a 101 Dalmatians type deal? Like,
yeah. Yeah, you God have, like, damn. Your favorite. That's what he says. But I can't... So I'm not that type. I can't talk to more than one person at a time, because...
Does it confuse you?
No, it doesn't confuse me. It's because I don't have the mental capacity to... talk to 700 people.
Yeah, I don't think you have the mental or emotional capacity.
Or emotional capacity.
Technically, you're trying to pretend and put on this facade that...
I'm this queen.
That you're having, like, a...
Good life?
No, that you're having, like, a deep and personal connection with these eight people. And doing that with more than one person is exhausting. So,
but I think if they know it's casual, like, you know what I mean? I feel like, because, like, for my brother, his wives, like, I feel like they know it's casual. Like, he's never met... any of them, like,
it sounded like you said his wives.
His wives.
I was like,
his
wives. He's married. That whore.
He's never, like, met any of these people in, like, real life. So, but they always ask to hang out, and he's like, I'm busy. It's like, I can't today.
I have Bible study.
But I think that it's just like, that's like him, and it's not wrong. I don't think it's wrong, because I feel like they also, like, are talking to other people, and he's honest with them. He's honest. They ask, how many other people are you talking to? He'll probably be like, not give the exact amount, but he'll be like, I'm talking to a few. So, like, they know that.
Okay. Here's my question, though.
Okay.
What's the big deal?
That is true. What's the big deal? But I feel like if you are talking to somebody, you should be honest.
What do you mean by talking? Like,
I mean, if you've exchanged some risque photos, if they call you by cute names, like, I would think that's talking.
Like, dumb bitch. I love that one. If you're a listener, by the way, and you fucking call me that, I'll fight your ass. Just saying. Yeah. It was a joke. Know when I'm sarcastic. Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
I was going to say, I went on a date with this guy once.
Oh, please say it.
And every single fucking time, I don't think he understood
that you were sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't think he understood the jokes I was making. Because obviously, like, I should be a normal person and speak normally and say things normally.
Yeah.
But 90% of what I say is sarcastic or some sort of a joke.
Yeah.
And everything I would say, he would, like, rebuttal in a way. And it's like, dude, I'm making a fucking joke. Like, what? I'm not being serious. Yeah. Every self-deprecating joke I make obviously comes from a place of honesty. But at the same time, it's a joke. So. Yeah.
I feel like that's when you just know, like, cut it off. Because clearly they're not, like, somebody for you.
I don't know. I just need a man with a good sense of humor. Someone that laughs at everything I say.
Oh my God, yeah. Who thinks I'm like funny? I need somebody who's funnier than me. Because
okay, hold up. No.
I do. Because I need to, for me, I feel like I have to be the more mature one.
Mature
one.
Well, I don't know. I'm also.
I just want somebody who's going to make me laugh all the time.
Same. I won't resent them. Oh, that's why. That way you can love them in some way.
Yeah. I need somebody who's also involved in movies. Like, who can, like.
Quote a movie. Yeah, quote I fucking know.
I can quote you any movie.
We get it. I dated a guy who was pop culturally numb. Okay. I know.
Here's the tea. Next time, that's what. I think we mentioned this before, but anytime you get a new man or woman, you need to invite them over for a game night with your friends, because determining how you guys play that night is going to determine your relationship.
Because playing a game is also really intimate.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, people like try to be funny and like, oh, I'm cheating.
But it's like you have to like know these things.
Yeah. So game etiquette.
Game etiquette. Legit. So that's what I think, because that happened with Mercedes. And at that moment, I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this relationship.
But she kept quiet. She sat there and she ate her damn food.
And I ate my damn food and ate that birthday cake. Because was it the night that I got you the birthday cake? No, because it was Audra and Julian were there.
Yeah.
So it was a game night.
It was a game night. Good shit, though.
That was fun. We should do one of those again.
I know. We should have done it this weekend, but we're pieces of shit.
We could do it tonight.
She's crazy.
We could make something at your house or something.
Oh, my God. Stop. I'm getting excited.
We can do cookies and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, can I just say, by the way, sorry, speaking of my house,
yeah,
there's so many bitches there now. Like, what the fuck is this, a fucking brothel?
Literally.
Okay, so I got a new roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because my other one, okay, I also have really bad luck with roommates. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this right now. Everyone else that I have, like, talked to and I've talked about my roommates, I'm not trying to say that I'm an amazing person to live with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do keep to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I keep to myself. I clean up after myself. You know, I have a certain way of living. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to think I'm really quiet. I don't know. But I do come in and out late at night, so that might be annoying. But, so, my first ever roommate in this, like, apartment that I live in, no big deal, no issues, until she moved out, because she graduated.
Mm.
So she moved out, and before this, I had broken her TV. Like, I broke the screen of the TV.
Yes,
yeah, I broke the screen of the TV, and I felt so fucking bad.
Yeah.
But my family, we have an excessive amount of TVs for some reason, because I guess my dad likes to, like, upgrade them, and so we always buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, I said, I'm going to bring one up from where I live to give to you. And she was like, okay, no big deal. And then I was in my room one day, and I wake up, and I go out into the living room, and a lot of her stuff is gone. No big deal. I go into the living room and my TV's gone.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. Okay, yeah. cool. So I had brought another TV for like the common area because I broke the other one. And this one was better, keep in mind, bigger and better, fancier. And then I wake up one day and it's gone. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And so I texted her. I was like, hey, did you take my TV? And she's like, yeah, you said I could. I said, no, clearly, if you read the text messages from before, all this and that. So she took my TV, which keep in mind is like a $400 TV.
Yeah.
And I texted my dad and I was freaking out. And he's like, you know what? Let's just cut our losses. Like, she can keep it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, what a good man.
Yeah, I know.
So that was the first roommate. And then at the same time, I had this other roommate who lived here at the same time. But she was never there. I swear to God, to this day, I've never fucking met her. I don't know what she looks like. I know her name because, you know, that's what the information they give us when you move in.
Yeah.
I know her name. But the only reason why I know I never met her is because when I moved in, and I've lived here for 2 years.
Yeah.
When I first moved in, it was like August, and there was Halloween decorations on the door.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, cute. And me and my family were like, oh, cute, she's decorating early. And then I asked the roommate that took my TV, and she was like, oh, yeah, no, those have been up since like 2017.
Iconic.
And they were up until she moved out. So literally one day I left for work and then I came back and the Halloween decorations were gone. That's how I fucking knew she moved out. Never met her. Never met her. Never had any interaction with her. So that's two weird roommates.
Yeah.
Then, sorry, this story's like going on for a long time, but I promise. gets better. So then I had another roommate move in for the summer, and she was a grad student. No big deal. Mm-hmm. So we have to pay electric, and it's under my name. And there was a time where I was gone for 2 weeks and she was gone for 2 weeks. Regardless, we saw an electricity bill. I get the electricity bill. It's like $78. Super expensive for two people that were in the apartment. And I text her. I was like, hey, $78 or whatever. This is your half that you have to pay, which is half the bill. And she was like, okay. She takes that half of the bill and splits it in another half. So it's fucking 1/4. And she only paid me 1/4 of the bill. And I had to fucking fight her for it. And that's all I got was 1/4 of the fucking bill to this day. Mm-hmm. So she didn't pay the bill. She fucking refused to pay the bill, which I'm pissed about. And then I had this other roommate who just recently moved out. And she took my cutting board and my knives, mm-hmm. which I'm just confused because, especially even with like the TV thing, I never got a text message from the roommate saying like, hey, I'm going to be taking the TV that you said I could take. Right? This is it.
Yeah.
No confirmation, no nothing. And that's how I know people are doing shady shit. Because yeah. The same with this other roommate. I didn't get a fucking text saying, hey, I'm going to take these cutting boards.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what confuses me is, like, the fact that people don't remember, quote unquote, what they got.
Yeah. It's like, if you don't know, ask.
Fucking ask. How hard is it to send a text message like, hey, so this TV.
Yeah.
Can I take it? It's like, no, you didn't ask because you knew. You knew it wasn't yours.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know that. But so far, that's like been my
roommate experience.
My roommate experience. And I'm still like, I try to be really cordial.
Yeah. I mean, you are. You think
but after a while, when you get like all your shit taken.
Yeah, it gets upset.
Like, do I have to put my fucking name on everything? Yeah. I think I'm going to start putting my fucking name on everything because.
Just do it.
Bitches really be trying to take shit. Like, I'm shocked. I'm dead so shocked ass. At the audacity of people.
But, like, speaking of roommates, another bad vibe.
Another bad vibe from this week.
From this week. So, I came home, like, to start school and stuff. And I noticed that, like, my roommate, her room was very quiet. Which, I'm not, like, a stalker or anything. But, like, she'll always have people over. Like, and I could hear it in her room. So, every time, like, I would go into the bathroom, if I would shower, I could hear, like, her hanging out with her friends.
And you're like, no big deal, yes.
No big deal.
Social life.
Love that. Living for it. So I would always see that, but this whole week, so it's been a week since we've been back, right?
Yeah.
So I legit haven't heard anything from her room and there's like nothing there. And I think she's not home, but I'm like, oh, she could be staying like with a friend. Cause like, I felt like maybe, oh, this semester, all her friends hung out at her place. So now she's going to hang out there. But I'm like, to not even come home and sleep. Like, you know what I mean?
We like, even put like a flyer on her door. Like, yeah. In a way so that if the door opened she and if it could, moved, like, we could see.
We could see because then the thing would have fallen. But nothing. It's still the same place. So, like, even today I checked.
That's scary.
So, like, I'm but scared. Also, like, I need to know. Like, I kind of want to know because if she moved out, I want to move into her room.
What the fuck?
And I feel like it's the better one. It's the better one of the two.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. It looks more bigger.
Looks more bigger?
Bigger. It looks more big.
Looks bigger.
Bigger.
There we go.
Sorry, learning guys.
Learning every day. Thrive.
So, yeah. So, I've just been really... And then Mercedes even asked about it to, like, the front desk people. And they're like, we haven't heard anything. So, I was like, oh, okay. Like,
so, she's dead is what you're saying.
Legit.
And just then kidding. No bad vibes.
I stuck my eye under her, like, door. And I saw that...
I stuck my eye...
under the bathroom door. And I saw that her rug was still there.
So you're like, oh, so she's I'm like, still
so
here.
She's like here, she's not, or she moved out and just left it. I don't know, but I don't want to text her. Like, I know you're thinking, like, maybe you should text her, but I don't want her to feel like weird that I'm worried about it or something. You know what I mean?
Why don't you ask a question like, ooh, this is good, this is good.
Hey, would you mind if?
Yeah, or you could be like, hey, we're running low on toilet paper. Do you want me to pick some up?
We're not though. She filled up the cabinets. She filled up the cabinet with toilet paper.
God, what a good
so
fucking
I was
roommate.
Literally like, did you leave and just give me the rest of your toilet paper, or are you like expecting to come back but just left the toilet
okay,
paper?
Okay, see another thing about that. Sorry, back up my roommates.
They never did toilet
paper. No, they do, which I love. My roommates now, mm-hmm. they're like really, what's it called?
Considerate.
Yeah, of, like buying shit.
Yeah.
But the one roommate that moved in, she's interesting.
Okay.
She's really interesting because I mentioned it to you before, but every time I come into the apartment, there's like something left.
Oh,
like
something
left open or something left out. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because every time I come back, it looks like someone was in a rush in the middle of what they were doing and just had to leave.
Yeah.
Like the other day, there was blueberries on the kitchen counter just open.
Yeah.
But, and that's a weird thing because I'm not friends with these people. So I'm not just going to be like, here, let me. And I don't know where their shit goes.
Yeah.
Like, because we all function differently. And the other day she left a broom in the middle of the kitchen, like for hours. And I was like, what the fuck? And the same thing with when I told you last, like on Saturday, I came back at like 11:30 at night. And I come in and like there's a phone on the counter, AirPods, a purse like half open, like just there. Just fucking there. And I was like, and the whole apartment was quiet. Keep in mind, like everyone was in their rooms, in bed, the lights were off.
Yeah.
Pitch black. Like, where the fuck is this bitch? And why is she leaving everything in a hurry? Yeah, like, where is she going? Is she a spy? Like, is someone after her?
We don't know. We'll have to maybe ask. Be like, I should fucking are you in ask a hurry? Her. Like, what's your life? Ask her questions about
it. I don't mind, but also creates a lot of clutter, which I hate. I hate clutter.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, sure. She said that's so unsure because her room can be cluttered.
It can be cluttered, but then I clean it every single night. So that's what matters. I clean it every single night. That way in the morning, it's like nice. Are you kidding me? If you were to come back, if you were to spend the night, this room would be spotless. I always wipe down, Clorox wipe, vacuum every 2 days, the whole night.
Oh, I vacuum a lot.
And then I Swiffer the bathroom like every other day.
I don't even have a Swiffer.
And I clean the toilet every midweek, so Wednesday.
Love that Wednesday's toilet day.
Or Wednesday
day.
And Sunday. I just got to make sure that I have this weird thing with bathrooms.
Oh, no, I don't blame you. I'm glad that when you, the fact that even though you share a bathroom, you're still really adamant in cleaning.
Yeah, always cleaning that.
That's me. I'm that bitch. I will clean everything thoroughly. Even though it's for me, just myself, my stuff, I will vacuum like every 2 days. Yeah. And I think my roommates are annoyed with it.
But it's like.
But at the same time, like, I'm a clean bitch.
I'm like, sorry that I like a clean room.
I hate dust.
Fresh fucking carpet.
True.
Always wiped down my desk. I always get a dust.
I know. Shit gets dusty. I didn't realize, now that I'm older and have my own place, I didn't realize how important it is to dust. And I remember when I was a kid, I would always bitch at my mom. Because she'd be like, can you dust this?
Yeah,
I'm like, bitch,
really,
why? We just fucking dusted this. Like, why the fuck am I wiping this shit down? Why is it important? No one will see it.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult.
You know the difference.
I know the fucking difference. Same thing with, like, I remember this so vividly. This was years ago. I was like 8 or 9. I remember we had people coming over or like staying with us or something. And my mom is like, obviously being a mom and saying, we need to clean everything, whatever, whatever. And we clean like pretty much everything. And then she turns to me and she's like, Mercedes, go wipe down your door. Like, go clean your door. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was so pissed. I was like, who the fuck looks at a door? Me being I obviously didn't use that type of language, but I was so pissed. And nowadays, I realize a lot of the doors get dirty because people will grab it from, like, not from the handle. And that shit gets
and
nasty.
It's dusty,
It gets dusty. And I'm like, damn. I'm so sorry, Mom. So sorry.
Shout out. Legit.
Shout out to mom. Shout out to all the pairs.
Shout out to all the parents.
Anyway,
good things. But anyways,
that's our roommate stories.
Bad vibes.
So far, I think my roommates are very sweet. I just want to make that clear.
They're sweet. My roommate's really nice too. So that's why I'm kind of nervous.
My roommate's like, your one roommate.
My roommate. Sorry, but also like, let me know if you moved out so I can get that room.
Okay. Okay. Likely story. All right. But yeah, those have been our roommate stories.
But
if you plan to live with me, don't fucking take my shit.
Legit. Just ask.
Just fucking send me a text message. It's really fucking easy because then I go to make fucking pozole and I'm missing my cutting boards. She did pay me back for them. But
that's good though.
But I was like,
kind of over
the
it.
The fact that I'm just over it.
Because didn't somebody steal your knives when we were on RUC?
Yeah.
For recruitment?
Someone took my knives too before that, and so I had to buy a whole new set. People just love taking my shit, and that's the thing. I'm very, like...
You're a good person. Like, you're nice. Like, you're not going to be rude about it, but,
thank you.
Like,
obviously,
don't steal my shit.
People on the podcast who are listening are probably like, damn, this is a fucking bitch. But when you've had shit taken from you, especially a fucking TV, and the worst part is you wake up to find that it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
From someone that had a fucking key to your apartment.
Exactly.
That's some next level.
Emotional,
really? Non-trustworthy shit.
Because that's personal.
That's fucking personal.
That is personal.
I would never just look at something and then say, okay, this is mine. I think yeah. I, and then move out. Yeah. Not say a fucking word.
Exactly.
I would ask. Legit. But it's fine. I drink to forget.
But ooh. Should we go into the.
What?
The other bad vibes? There's two last things because you were late on everything yesterday.
Oh my fucking God. Okay.
So it's, mind you, it's Sunday. So current day Sunday. Well, today's Monday, but it was currently the story. It's on Sunday.
Oh my fucking God. So yesterday. I am just off to a bad start. I'm telling you.
2020.
Fucking vibes.
The vibes are off. I don't know what the heck yesterday, happened.
Because I'm a lazy piece of shit. I decided to start things way later than I needed to.
Yeah.
This is very unlike me, but at the same time, I'm working full time.
Yeah.
And I go to school full time. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking tired, okay? I'm allowed to put things off.
Exactly.
So I have two online classes, which I now get why people don't fucking do.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to, you know, keep yourself with deadlines. But at the same time, I love it because it tells you the due dates and the mm-hmm. deadlines. But, so I had a quiz due. No big deal. Did that. And then I had like an assignment due through this fucking like portal of some shit.
Yeah.
And so I spent at least 20 minutes trying to figure out if I needed a fucking access code for this. And so I'm sitting there with Val and I'm like, I don't think I need the access code. 10 minutes later passed by. I think I need an access code. 10 minutes passed by. Okay, I bought the access code.
I was like, okay.
And so once I got the access code, it was like 9:30. And so I'm doing the assignment. And I didn't even check the fucking time that it was due. Because I don't know if any listeners out there have ever been to school and submitted an assignment online. Usually assignments are due at 11:59.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You're going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong.
You're going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
So they're usually due at midnight mm-hmm. or 11:59. No big fucking deal. I'm doing this. And then it has like a timer in the corner saying this is due in less than an hour. And I'm like, bitch, it's 9:30. What is this fucking Mountain Standard Time type shit? It was due at 9:59.
Yeah.
Iconic. So I only got 80% of it done.
Yeah.
So that was my first, you know, fuck, okay. My first L of the evening.
Yeah, of the evening.
Of the fucking evening. And then I kept telling Val, keep in mind we're in a Starbucks. We're doing homework.
Oh, Tom, we went to Starbucks to walk to the library to go do homework. Closed. The
library was fucking closed.
So we had to walk all the way back to Starbucks.
Like fools. How to put on your clown makeup. On our way, we did a tutorial on how to put on your
clown
makeup.
That was the first bad vibe of the night. And then it just, Mercedes' first homework assignment.
That I missed. And then, so I did the other quiz. And then I was telling Val, I was like, oh, I need to do this this video for my class. Mm-hmm. God fucking damn it. I'm still pissed at myself because Val was like, just do it. But we were in a Starbucks and it was loud.
Yeah,
and
but I literally told her, just go outside. Because she was like, I'll go outside. And I was like, yeah, go cold. Outside.
Keep in mind. But I'll get more into it. So we ended up going home and it was like 11:15 by the time I got home. So I recorded the video. And then I didn't like the way I looked. I was like, my face looks fat. So I recorded it like four more fucking times. And I hate when I stutter because I want it to sound like I took time to think of my answers.
Yeah.
So I read it a couple times. And by this time, it's like 11:50. And I'm like, fuck. So then I go to send it to my computer. Something so that I can upload it to the fucking shell.
Mm-hmm.
This shit took forever. Because it's like a 5-minute video.
I forget. It takes time.
It takes fucking time. So I tried to send it to myself and it just wouldn't. And so by now it's like 11:55 and I'm like, fuck. I'm freaking out. I'm trying to figure out a way. I tried to upload it from my phone because I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So I tried to upload it from my phone and it would upload it. And then I would click submit and then it would like not be there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So it's like 11:57. But the thing is, I'm pissed because I had already what I thought uploaded.
Yeah.
I already thought I uploaded it.
Yeah.
But usually when you upload something, you get a receipt, like a submission receipt. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get that. So I'm like, well, fuck me. And then finally, it's like 11:58. I'm like, I'm just going to fucking have to send it to myself. So I have to wait till I send it to myself. By this time, it's like 12:02. Mm-hmm. I have to log into my computer. I had to upload it. And then from there, it was like 12:06 when I finally uploaded it, when it was due at 11:59. And granted, she emailed us throughout the week saying, like, don't wait till the last minute to do this, blah, blah, blah.
And she did.
Technically, I didn't, though, because it was done by 11:45.
Okay. Okay. So not so 15 minutes. The last
so
15
I had
15
minutes.
Minutes
to upload. Mm-hmm. But even then, even if I... No, she's probably going to... Either way. I ended up emailing her saying, like, you know, I'm sorry I'm a piece of shit. And this isn't how I want to start
assignment.
Off the semester. No, I was able to upload this assignment.
Okay.
But I want her to take it for full points, which is asking a lot. But in my email, I was like, you know, I hate when people email me about past deadlines. I hate...
Yeah.
When people ask for extensions, and I totally get that, but these are the circumstances I was under.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that I don't like that I have to email you right now and set off on a bad start. But even if then, it was 15 fucking points.
Yeah.
When I had a finance class last semester, which I also started off bad because I woke up at 11:50 and can only do half.
Oh my God,
solid.
I remember that. I remember seeing that Snapchat.
Yeah.
I was like,
I fell asleep. So I'm not too worried about it. It was
15 points.
15 fucking points. Like, I'm graduating.
Yeah.
If I get a B, I get a B. So I would prefer to have an A.
Yeah.
Considering I'm only having like 4 fucking classes and do them online.
True.
But if I get a B, then I get a B.
I mean, that's really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
but,
compared to somebody who's
but
gets
the fact
C's.
That last semester I had like almost all A's and one B. One B was granted because it was that class where I missed the assignment.
Yeah.
The first fucking week of school. But I had another teacher. I had like an 87%, and she bumped it up to an A. Keep in mind, I did not email her. I had never emailed her throughout the fucking semester.
I didn't know her name.
I never emailed her. I barely knew her name. I had a group member in that class yell at me about some shit that was not my fault that she just stood and witnessed.
Yeah.
And she it was like at an 87. I was chilling at an 87. I was like, damn, an A would be cool. But at the same time, I didn't do so hot on the tests.
Yeah.
I look at my transcript and it's a fucking A.
Legit. That's what happened. Last semester, I was so scared that I was going to
fail.
Not fail my one class, right?
Yeah.
And
she's only one class. I'm just
kidding. No, I was in 5.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But I thought I was going to fail one of my classes because it was like a math class and I'm terrible at math.
Same, aren't we all?
And so I took the final and Nikki is over here talking about grades. While we're in California, man, you're on vacation. I don't want to talk about school. I want to talk about business.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And I'm in the car and my dad goes, "What did you get, Val?" And I look at Nikki, and I say, "I don't know yet, Dad. Let me look it up." And he's like, "You can find it on." And I was
like,
"I
know,
son of a bitch." And I look, and I got all A's and one. No, I got all A's and a C.
Still good though. Still passing.
Still good. Still good. And he gave me a C in that class. And I just want to give a huge shout out to my professor for doing that for me. You know, let me tell you something. All my professors, they know I suck, okay? They know I suck. And I talked to him about it, and then they let me pass.
As they should.
As they should.
I think it's because...
I think it's
because
I try. And I go for them to help. Like, I'm like, I'm going to need help. I'm going to your little tutorings, but I'm still failing. The exams. I'm failing the homework. Actually, I did really well in the homework. It was just the exams that were just not going my
Maybe
way.
Maybe he knew that. Maybe he knew that just the exams were hard in general.
Yeah, well, remember I told you, because it was that one class where he, like, everybody in the class was failing, and he was like, "What can I do to be better?"
Oh, right, true. See, unlike my fucking finance class, where the teacher yells at you for failing, and she's like, "You guys are doing things wrong.
Yeah.
Like, don't you get it?" And it's like, bitch, if I got it,
yeah,
I would let you know.
Yeah, yeah, I would let you know. Did I tell you, it's that same one that Nikki's taking, right?
Yep.
Did he tell you that everybody cheated on the little pre-quiz thing? That everybody cheated, and because when they put it in, because they copied and pasted it from the website that they found it on.
What? You're going to tell me more about that later?
After.
Because I don't know. Because I don't think I took that pre-quiz. Because
she was like, for some of them, she was like, "There's literally no way that you would know how to do this."
I'm like, bitch, what?
And then
first
BB
of all,
Learn,
the audacity.
BB Learn got freaking, what's that thing called?
Oh, shit.
Got
like the plagiarized?
Plagiarized. Tool? It was like, because it was copy and pasted. She found the website and she emailed the class. And Nikki was like, "Thank God that
I
had only 10 minutes to do this shit." Because he was just guessing. He was just like, "I don't know this and that."
Also, not to be a bitch, it's a pre-quiz.
Yeah.
Like, teachers do that, which, first
just
of all,
see.
I don't understand. It's
just
stupid. Because clearly I don't know anything. Because
yeah.
If I knew. And even if you did know something, what are they going to do? Change the whole fucking course for you?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're
going to give
gonna,
you the same
they just wanna
curriculum.
See, like, where you're at. And so she sent a huge email to all of them being like, "There's no way you could have known this. Like, you all like copied and pasted and all this stuff."
I'd be like, "And what about it?"
And I would have been like,
"And what about it?"
I was like, "And oh, but last vibe story," and then we'll get into our little newsies. I mentioned this previously.
Oh God, I'm ready. I don't know what it is.
About an ex of mine who I never dated.
Oh my God.
But who had, I mentioned it, who has sent, first of all, had a girlfriend every single time we were talking. And then finally, when he was like, I'm ready to settle down with you, had a girlfriend the whole time. No big deal. Then sent his sister to tell me.
No big deal.
When she was on a tour here of the university with my school, he had his little sister tell me that he loved me. And I was like,
you mean that's not how it's done?
Would you do that? Then, okay, mind you, I get a friend request from his little brother like a week ago. And I didn't answer it because I was like, I don't know if that's weird. Because I'm friends with his sister. Also,
you don't use Facebook.
Right, exactly. And I'm friends with his sister. A 22-year-old woman. Like, on everything. So, like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And then I saw that his brother added me again. So I was like, okay. So I added him. And I get a message. What night? Was this Saturday night? I think it was Saturday night.
Yes, it was Saturday.
Saturday night. And it's just emojis of crying emojis and heartbreaks.
Me.
And
that's how 10-year-olds talk.
Legit. So I was just like confused because at that moment I knew it was him. I knew it was the ex
lover.
And then he just writes me this whole thing saying that he's sorry and things like that. And then he was like, I'm gonna wait until like things are right, like till you can give me a second chance, probably a 100th chance, to be honest. And then he was literally like, but I'm not ready right now. So I'm like, oh, so you have a girlfriend right now and you're telling me this? You're telling me that you want to give me, like, you want to have a second try with me, you want to be with me, but yet you have a girlfriend. Mom, I'm
scared. Can you come pick me up?
So I was just so pissed. And I was so sad. And I literally tell him, like, look, there, like, obviously I'm always going to have feelings for you, but I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't think we're meant to be together, and that's fine. And just, like, this whole long thing. And then he goes, he's like, I'm sorry, like, for everything. Because in the message I had said, like, maybe, like, in a few years we'll grow up. And, like, you can, like, realize that, like, the shit, like, you did is, like, terrible. Mm-hmm. And so he was just like, I'm sorry, like, maybe in a few years. And I was like, don't contact me. Don't. There is no few years. Don't. Because I'm not going to do this anymore with you. So anyway, so I cried that whole night and then didn't go to bed till 5 a.m. So no big deal.
Are you riding?
Legit. So it's like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Here's just my piece of advice, okay? I wouldn't even give the time of day to somebody that sent their little sibling to tell me that they were, quote unquote, in love with me.
Yeah.
That's just not how I roll.
Yeah.
From there, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know we were in seventh grade playing telephone.
Legit.
Let me know if you want to meet after sixth period to kiss after our lunch. Yeah, no thanks. So
yeah, no. So I'm over that. Finally, I'm over that part of my life, and I'm not. That was literally 4-6 years, probably 4 to 6 years of my life.
But a lot of it was also when she was in high school,
my senior year. Oh, maybe 4 years. Yeah, because I'm a senior now, and then my sophomore year of college. That's why I feel like it hits deeper because he was like, I like really wanna like try, and then he had a whole ass girlfriend.
But also, you shouldn't do like long distance, even though it's like 5 or whatever hours away, like same state type 3? Shit. Whatever. If it's same state type shit, I'm like,
yeah,
I'll pass.
Yeah, I know, you, I know. So now I'm just kind of like over it because I know like. Because honestly, just being like talking to him made me so like realize like all these insecurities that I have. And not to mention, something had happened earlier in the week that already had my insecurities down. We don't
need to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that. I already had my insecurities thrown to the ground. And then this happened. And it was just like everything like that I thought like was like true again. You know what I mean? Bitch is laughing.
I just feel bad because I took apart.
You were the, it's okay, early in the week, that's fine. It's not like based on you. We're fine now. Not, there was never any beef.
Oh my God, notice how she just keeps talking to fill the air because she's nervous.
Anyway, I have to keep talking right now, but anyways, me, there was no bad beef, ill will between me and Mercedes. It was just me, Mercedes, and somebody else. But everything's good. I'm feeling better.
Life's is great. She though? Anyway, onto some onto someone else's life that we can talk about because it's public and that's how it is. So
in the life, doing a British accent, mate.
Oh, that was really bad. Whatever you just did was not.
Shimp on a bobby. That's freaking Australian.
Once again, to our one down under.
To our one, thank you so much.
Hope you're safe.
Again, Aurora listener, where are you?
my eyes are out. My stats are up.
We're looking.
But as you mentioned before, Meghan and Harry lost the royal titles.
No, that wasn't mentioned before.
We did. We said they were leaving.
Oh, they were leaving, but they didn't
JK,
lose it.
J fucking K.
They lost their titles.
They lost their fucking titles. Mm-hmm. So they will no longer get support from the royal family. Wow, that must really suck. But even though, like I said before, America eats that shit up. So they will just become fucking celebrities here.
Yeah, but I think the thing is that they don't want to become celebrities.
Meghan Markle was on a fucking TV show.
No, I know. But I think they don't want to just be like reality. Like,
I want them to be reality stars. I want like Prince Harry to be on Dancing with the Stars.
That'd be so like sad.
He's like on or he's like a fucking judge on America's Got Talent. That'd be so fucking funny.
Ooh, yeah.
So yeah, the Queen and the Royals confirmed this and posted about it separately. But yeah, that's pretty much that. From across the pond, no big deal.
From across the pond, I don't really care. Into our pond, North America.
I don't really care. I don't know. That's how I feel about that.
I don't really care either.
Here's the thing, though. That just further proves that America is way better than the UK.
Yeah.
Hate to break it to you, if you're a UK listener, I'm sorry. The fact that y'all eat baked beans for fucking breakfast, that's just nasty.
Let me just tell you something. I think America is the greatest country in the world, even though sometimes it has its faults. It has
like
its
a faults, lot of it has faults.
But I think that at the end of the day, like compared to like things from other like
countries,
America
slaps.
Slaps. Like I would prefer to be here than anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I'm just saying that. That's
I'll just
like,
say okay to that.
Just from my personal experience. Or dead. Like or either dead. Either in heaven or... or heaven? <America.
laughs> This bitch said heaven, like it should go there. Okay.
But anyway. On to the next story. Something very cute for me.
For
so Kylie Jenner...
I don't give a fuck about this.
Dropped a sneak peek of her new Kylie Cosmetics collection titled Stormy. It's so cute, you guys. If you don't follow her on Instagram or any of her social media, she posted it. And it was so freaking cute. It's like butterfly filled. It's like she had this really cute like promo of her and like Stormy. And it was just so sweet. And so the kit includes like new lipsticks and a new eyeshadow palette that I think is really pretty. But yeah, look out for that coming soon.
I think what's still so funny is I remember so vividly, like this is literally drilled into my brain.
Yeah.
About when her video came out.
Of what?
Like she's like my pregnancy story. Yeah.
No, it says to our daughter.
Oh, same shit. Either way, when that came out,
yeah.
I was in Sweden, and me and all my friends there were like, we knew it. We fucking knew it.
We're like,
we didn't know because we didn't care, but,
yeah, but
it's
know.
Just so wild that
that
happened, and now she's a whole ass kid.
A whole ass kid. That's some shit I'd do.
Yeah, would you?
I would.
If you had the resources to.
I can just not tell anybody. I went to a different state.
You know, she's so rich, she could have hired someone to like Photoshop her to not be pregnant.
Well... her like during that time her like people who were working for her were taking pictures and sending them to things and she had to like
I know I saw that it was crazy.
And that was kind of like sad because it's like dude like respect the drip.
I feel like it'd be more stressful though because she said she didn't want to like have a public pregnancy because there's a lot of stress that goes into it.
And I think it's also because first of all her and Travis were not dating for long, like it was kind of like a fast like pregnancy kind of thing, and I think she didn't need the stress of people calling her like a whore and shit.
She gets called a whore anyway.
Yeah, but like not when you're pregnant. It's just like
when you're pregnant, it hits different.
You don't need that extra stress, like because I get it.
Yeah, clearly we've had many babies.
Yeah, well I get it. Like I feel like shit.
Here's the thing. I think it would be more stressful to try to keep it a secret. That's just on me.
Well.
Like, you have this big secret. It's a whole fucking
human
being.
I keep so many secrets inside that I don't tell anybody. So, I can do it.
Maybe the next podcast.
Next podcast.
Yeah, but a whole fucking baby. And to stay out of the public eye for that long. Well, she is rich, so.
Yeah, she doesn't have to do much. She has assistants. Go to the store. Can you go get me some gummy bears?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think it's weird. Like, it's like that's major cabin fever that I could never get
over. Well, Cameron Diaz did the same ass thing. She didn't even post a picture of it. She had a baby literally like a week ago.
Well, no one gives a fuck about Cameron Diaz.
Well, wow.
How many Instagram followers does she have?
I have no idea.
Period.
Period. Love.
That's on period. Anyway, on to the next one. Okay, so this is really interesting to me because I was like totally into this couple's like relationship happening.
Yeah.
Only because... Ew, yeah, that was so bad. But only because the boyfriend was in one of our favorite musicals. Yeah. So that's why I was following it.
Yeah.
But essentially, Dove Cameron's ex-fiance said that Dove cheated on her and that led to the destruction of their relationship.
Dove cheated on him.
Oh, I said her? Same shit. In the picture, did you see that thing? And like on Snapchat, they released a news story about it and he was wearing eyeliner. I'm like, for what function?
Why do they always like put the ugliest photo of somebody?
I don't know. That's why I can't be famous. My insecurities would come to light. But yeah, so he said, okay, I hate the word here. She said cryptic Instagram post.
Yeah, cryptic Instagram post. Because she literally just posted a picture.
And no, he said, posted a picture.
No,
she posted. You're right.
Because she didn't respond, but she did post like that article came out, she posted a picture.
She did respond in a way because her caption said, when a toxic person can no longer control you, they will try to control how others see you. The misinformation will feel unfair, but stay above it, trusting that other people will eventually see the truth just like you did. That's some fucking high school shit.
Yeah.
That's
I've been dealing with high school shit I know. This fucking week.
That whole like, when a toxic person, I'm just going to say this point blank period, y'all throw around the word toxic too fucking much. That's all I'm going to say. Because if someone makes you upset or does something that hurts you, they are not a toxic human being.
Yeah.
Have you ever been emotionally abused, manipulated?
Well, I think that's what it was. Because her new boyfriend, she was like, I've never been treated like with so much respect.
I know that. But at the same time, it's like, I'm just talking about the general public.
Oh, yeah.
They throw around the word toxic all the fucking time.
And we're not talking Britney Spears.
Yeah,
That's the only time you can use toxic,
The only time it exists.
Anytime that you dated Justin Timberlake and you all broke up because of jealousy and hate.
That's not fucking toxic. Yeah, like, I'm not going to fucking say my ex-boyfriend was toxic just because he broke my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a piece of shit, yeah. You know? And I'm just going to throw that word around. Save the word toxic for people that are actually toxic.
Yeah.
Period. Period. No. Anyway.
Last story, though.
This matters to Val, so.
I don't know. I just thought it was something that people would like to know. I don't know. For news stories, I'm just picking ones that are not boring. Me? Because you're coming at me sideways.
Anyway.
You hear me, but you're not listening.
That shit hit deep.
That was on Degrassi. And when that, I was like, okay, like, but facts.
And you're like, facts. You hear that, mom?
Anyways, but The Simpsons' Hank Azaria, sorry if I said that incorrect. He will no longer voice Apu. He played that character since the beginning of The Simpsons.
I know.
There was a lot of controversy around it. And he literally said, like, if they don't want me to play the character, I won't play the character. And
I think he has a million other things he can do. I'm pretty sure
he's other characters in the show anyways.
Yeah, so, like, chill.
Yeah. So, he was just like, yeah, like, whatever.
Or they could, I don't know, hire a person of color.
To play
the person of color character. Just a thought.
Just a thought. But, yeah. That's pretty much it. He was like, it's fine.
Haven't they changed, like, other characters, though, in the show? I don't know the history.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, haven't they changed other major characters, like, who voices who, or am I on crack? And I think am I making crack. That up? Okay, good to know. I was worried.
But on to our recommendations.
That was a good intro. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm awake now.
Hit us with the recs, Val.
Dun, dun, dun. So my recommendations, if you don't know, well, now you know. So
that's your fucking quote. You don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Cream.
Bitch, that took you years to say.
Because I can't say. Said, yesterday I was trying to order a freaking, what is it?
Chai tea.
Chai tea latte for Mercedes. And I could not say it for the life.
Tai chi.
Tai chi. I was like, a chai tea latte. I was so scared.
I had to text it to her.
I was so scared because I was practicing it while I was in line. But
clearly didn't work.
It is the Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Cream is this super hydrating lotion. You can get it at Sephora or you can get it online on their website. It smells so delicious. Two.
Why are you screaming about this fucking?
Because it's so good.
I feel like her voice is just echoing throughout the entire fucking building. Anyway.
I'm so sorry. anyways. You can get it at Sephora. You can get it on their website. It smells so good. It's, like, so hydrating on your skin. It makes my hands feel so soft and smooth, and I smell amazing.
But that was for your butt. Isn't that bum bum? Isn't that what that means?
No. It's for, like, your body.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay, I'll have to look into her.
It's so good. Next Love thing, Amazon Prime. I feel like I mentioned this quite a few times.
You haven't mentioned it at all.
But I love it. I love Amazon Prime. If you're a student, you can get it 6 months for free.
And so you get a student discount when you purchase it.
Exactly. So look forward to that. If you need things shipped the next day, do it. They have every single thing that you'll need.
I love it.
Next thing, Knives Out. I know Mercedes mentioned this like weeks back.
Like literally like our second episode probably.
But it's my first time watching it. So now I love it. It's such a great movie. You guys need to watch. I'm literally going to freaking buy the movie. I'm going to make my whole family watch it.
As you should. Next time I see them. Look at that. The writer and director would thank you.
Yeah, it's so good. You guys should watch it. Also, Chris Evans, his arms.
Oh my God. I don't want
to. His biceps are huge. Kiss me.
I can tell you now, costume designers tried so fucking hard
to cover his
biceps. But
they just made it even more noticeable. Wow. I was like, okay.
I am emotional.
I was like, okay, King.
You're like, tee
at the theater. Scared. I'm like, hi. And the last recommendation, I actually spoke to somebody. And it's from Shay, an avid listener. She's listened to every single one.
So. As she should.
She recommends the Glossier Cloud Paint. I have no idea what that
is. Wait, isn't that like a blush?
I think it might be. I don't know.
It's a blush.
But she loves it, and she thinks that everybody should have it. So shout out to Shay because
looking it up because
she is an amazing human being, and I love it.
Yeah. Wow. She looks cute with that. Wow. Nice. So on to some of my mundane everyday recommendations. Yours are like really specific and fun. Mine are just kind of boring. I sound like an old woman. Like this ages me by like 50 years.
It took me long to like figure this out.
So I recommend an embroidery set. I got one from Walmart for $4. It comes with the hoop, the
fabric
canvas thing? Fabric, the embroidery string, and a needle and instructions. You cannot beat that. I mean, you could buy a set of needles for like $1, $2, but then you'd have to buy the hoop, which is like $3, and then you'd have to buy the string, which could be a range of money. So I haven't tried it yet. I'll keep you guys updated when I have the time, because clearly I need to dedicate my time to my assignments, because I don't know when that shit's fucking due.
So okay, facts.
So the next thing I recommend are the body pillows from Walmart. It was really cheap. It was like $15, and they had really cute plush colors.
Yeah.
The issue, though, that I did notice is you can't wash it.
Yeah.
It says to use like a spot treatment with mild detergent, and I was like,
I don't know what that means. Why don't you just spray it with the Febreze fabric?
I was literally thinking that. So yeah. A bitch is gonna do that. I'm gonna pick some up today.
That's what I have to do with my decorative pillows. I put them in the washer once, but
yeah, no, you shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't have done that. But
that's where you spot treat.
And then that's where I did that. But it's also because there was vomit on them from a 21st birthday that we threw. So
that's another story to tell. And my last recommendation, I'd like to give a big shout out to the fam, parents.
Yeah.
Because they sent me a text saying, hey, we got you a little gift. We're going to send it out to you. And I thought it was slippers. Because all throughout Christmas, I was bitching about how I bought everyone fucking slippers. And I have yet to get myself a fucking pair of slippers.
Yeah.
No one has bought me a pair of slippers. As you can tell, I'm still bitter. But this is a better gift. So I get the gift. It's a box. And I'm like, these are my slippers, bitch. Like, these are slipper size boxes. And I open it, and it's fucking Doc Martens.
You're like, disgusting.
Disgusting. Take it back. Can I just say, I've been wanting Docs for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And now that I finally have them, I get the hype even more. Yeah. They have an amazing grip for all types of weather. Oh. They're sturdy as shit. And you can wear them out and clean them easily.
I think I'm going to have to get a pair now.
You're going to have to get a fucking pair because they're amazing. They look so stylish with everything. Everyone can tell that you're like rich because you have the Docs.
Yeah.
So I'd like to give a big shout out to my parents for buying me Docs, which I did not expect. Truly a surprise.
That's so good.
So that was really sweet. Really happy to have those. Really happy to just, you know, have a selection of shoes.
Yeah, you have so many shoes.
I have a lot of fucking shoes because I love shoes. You want to know why? Because shoes always fit properly.
Oh.
As opposed to clothes. It's easier to try on shoes and feel not insecure.
You know what I want to do? I kind of want to go and buy some shoes.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're going to go buy some shoes. So
yeah, we're going to go buy some shoes, have a game night tonight.
Make a cake.
Let us know in the comments down below. What are you doing tonight?
What's your favorite game?
What's your favorite cupcake? Tell us now.
Ooh, mine is Funfetti.
Stop, I'm going
to
cry.
So I guess we have to make Funfetti. Anyways.
Anyways. But thanks so much. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. We'll not see you. We'll talk to you next week. But yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
This has been episode 10. Not Click Babes.
Hopefully the vibes are not off this week. So see you guys next time. Or hear you guys next time.